Okay, so continuing with we left off last week, we were talking about the different inyanim of basa v'chalav, and we're going to start by Simon Peches, and it really starts with the Gemara, which I forgot to print for you, of course. I realized that about 5 minutes ago, and it's the first mission in Gittah Nasha, and it's pretty simple. I'll just read it out for you, even though you don't have it.
So what's this first?
That we're going to get to in a minute. I forgot to print this up. So the mission in the first parak of Gittah of Kol HaBasar, the mission says Kol HaBasar, also levash b'chalav. You cannot cook basar b'chalav together. Chutz mi basar dagim mechagavim. We spoke about fish and cheese. Last week we spoke about the different shitas, and but this week then the Mishnah continues. Va'aser laha'alois im agvino ala shulchan. You're not allowed to even have them on the same table. You're not allowed to have basar and chalav on the same table, and that's what goes straight to the shulchan aruch, which is really the second page. Let's do a little bit of flipping. The second page. Right, starts with Simon Peches. It says, "Afilu baser chayev ha'oif." Even baser chayev ha'oif. We know that baser chayev ha'oif is only rabban. So even baser chayev ha'oif, aser laha loisai al shulchan sha'oichel alav gvina. You cannot even put it on the same table. Shlo yomer la'oichel yachad, because we're afraid you're going to come to eat it together. But if you want to have just a buffet where you take the food and bring it back to your table, no problem. You can have your cheese blintzes, your pizza, your meat, your roast, whatever. You can have it all lined up on the same table. I don't know if it's so suggested to have them too close because they might start falling into each other. But you're allowed to have them on the same table because you're not eating there. You're going to take the food back to your table. So that's the first sieve, and the question that the Taz really asks right away, and you see I underlined it a little bit over there. The Taz asks that l'chayr it's gzeira l'gzeira.
That's a problem.
Well, because really we said midrashah the only problem is derech bishul. To eat something derech bishul is a problem. Here you're not going to be eating it derech bishul. You're just going to be eating it together at the same time. And now on top of that, we're making you not even eat it at the same table. So the Taz says that even though it seems like a gzeira gzeira, if you look what I underlined, b'gemara amrin under the ki'ai gavna gazrin on gzeira gzeira. Certain times you could make a gzeira gzeira. Gzeira gzeira is not completely treif. You're allowed to certain times make a gzeira gzeira. See it?
Yeah, I see it. I don't understand what the problem is, though.
What?
I don't understand what the problem is.
Why, gzeira gzeira?
Yeah, as many gzeiras as it takes to keep us away from it.
Yeah, I know, but so, I mean, certain time, I mean, sometimes it's not Eilat Dabar Sleif. Yeah, I mean, like, it's Eilat Dabar Sleif. So, but I mean, usually we don't say a gzeira l'gzeira. Usually you only allowed to have one gzeira, you know, to keep you away. Not allowed, but I mean, that's how they're abundant.
We normally have.
In the set it up. But here, you're allowed to have a gzeira l'gzeira. Okay, so this is all when you're talking about kosher meat or chicken and kosher milk. Let's say you have treifa meat. You want to have your pizza, you want to have your milchige cheese blintzes or whatever you're eating, and, you know, there's some treifa meat on the table. Are we also nervous that you're going to come to eat it together?
Which Shabbos table is this?
Well, I guess it's one to get for work, let's say. Let's say you're at the same table with your coworkers. They're having, their beef sandwich or whatever they're having, and you want to have your Jerusalem pizza.
It's not even your food. It's not like you're sharing.
That's true. We'll get to that. That's the next step. Let's say they put out for everybody. I mean, like sometimes they'll have birthday parties, right? And they'll order a bunch of deli and deli sandwiches, and everyone's allowed to take what's in the middle of the table. So can you do that? So the Shach, if you go back to the first page of the Shulchan Aruch, the Shach says, which I underline, "Avol muter lahalos basar nevela al shulchan shalaychol la basar ksheira." You're allowed to have basar nevela even if you're eating basar ksheira, not just even milk and meat, but even let's say you're eating meat. It looks exactly the same, but one's treif and one's not. You know which one's treif. He says it's mutter. And that's mavur from the Ram. Okay? Now the Rush, and this is what the Shach continues on the next page, the Rush seems that it could be a machlekes, the Rush and the Ran, in this prop. When you have a Basar Isser, because the Rush basically says by Nedarim, let's say somebody makes a Nedar, you're not allowed to have any Anah for me. So this piece of meat really is Asr to you. Are you allowed to eat on the same table as me when you made a Nedar, you're not going to eat for me? So the Rush is mashma that if it wouldn't be that, why are you making a Nedar? Obviously you don't like me that much, right? You can't keep me away from you and your stuff. If it wouldn't be that you didn't hate me, then you wouldn't be allowed to eat on the same table. So Zuck the Shach, it's mashma from the Rush, that just because it's usr by itself is not enough of a reason why it'd be mutter to eat on the same table. So the Shach brings it as a raya. He schlucks it up a little bit, and I don't want to get too off track here, but he brings it as a raya that maybe the Rush would be chaylik on the Ran. Al kol panim, he says at the end of the day, everyone seems that the davar muskim and the paiskim is to go with the Ran. That the only problem is going to be Basar and Chol. When you have two heter things, then that's going to be a problem. If you look at the end, there's one exception to this rule. And the only exception is when we're talking about, I underlined it actually right before Siv Gimel, Siv Katan Gimel in the Shach. He says, L'fizeh asa lahalis lechem shal Yisrael shulchan kedesh asa v'basar v'chala. The only heter, the only iser, the only where he extends this iser to have the two things on the table is when we're talking about bread. Because bread is always alalechem yichya adam. If you see, I didn't underline it, but it's two lines before that. Alalechem yichya adam. So therefore, if people are much more, they gravitate much quicker to eat bread. So if you're sitting with a coworker and he's got a tray for bread on the table, and you're eating your kosher stuff, that might be a problem, according to the Shach. It's not just basar. Normally, it's only two heter things: basar and chalav, or basar and anything that's too much of the things. Except the only exception is bread.
Anything bread, like pizza or...
Right, so anything, yeah. I mean, well, I don't know if pizza would be considered bread. That's a good point. I don't think pizza would be considered bread. I think it would just be bread. I got to ask...
It's got to be a loaf of bread.
Right, it's got to be like regular bread, I would imagine. I would imagine a roll of bread, you know, something that's just, you just would grab and eat. So, somebody, yeah, when I got my smicha b'chana on this simon, so he asked me, okay, so let's say you're at work and you're having a lunch, and your coworker who's a guy, he has a muffin, a tray for muffin. So you want to eat at the same table with him. So here again, it's not bread. So you know, I say at the Shach, you have to speak up different shittas, and then at the end of the day, you know, you say, okay, well, nice, we come out that it's only a bread, so is a muffin considered bread? I was like, you know, I would think not, you know, but I can hear otherwise. But it doesn't matter what my answer was. The point is, he wanted to see if I, you know, knew everything before that. But you know, that's how I felt, and I think he agreed with me, if I remember correctly. He agreed with me that a muffin would not be considered, would not rise to bread. Alechem yichyodem. Okay, fine. So those are the things that's awesome. Now let's go to daf. That's the first page of this is daf kuf zayin. Daf kuf zayin on the base. And we're going to talk about what Yaakov started alluding to. So the Mishnah here says, it starts off, sorry, you have it? The first page of the hand. Yeah. Sayer adam basar gvina b'matpeches achas. You can wrap up basar and gvina in one bag, or you know, one, yeah, that's a kind of like a bagable. V'achla yun nagim zevazah. They can't touch each other. And this is where we're going. This is the point where I want you to focus on. Shnei achsanoyim eichlan al shulchan achad. If you have two guests, they can eat on one shulchan. Ze baser v'ze gvina v'ein chayshishin. So they can both eat. Two people have their guests. They don't know each other. They can sit at the same table and eat. One can be eating baser. One can be eating milchitz. And there's no chashash. There's no problem. So now let's go to the Gemara, which is it's Reb Shimon Gamliel Eimer. So about one line down from where the Gemara starts. Shnei Achsanayim Eichon Al Shulchan Echad. Amar B'chan Barami Amar Shmuel. Lo Yishanu El Shein Makirin Zezeh. That's only when they don't know each other, right? You have two guests. They're sitting at a hotel together. They have no each other. They don't know each other. They're sitting down for breakfast or lunch. Amar Makirin Zezeh. But if they know each other, Aser. Then it would be Aser for them to eat at the same table. Tanya Nami Hachi, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Eimer, Bezach Sanoim, Shinas Arkul Pundik Echad. Right, exactly this case. You have two guests that go to the same hotel. Zeb Amin Atzaf and Zeb Amin Adam, they don't know each other. Zeb Abachati Chasai, he comes with his piece of meat. Zeb Abachminasai, the other guy comes with his cheese. Oichlin al Shulchan Echad, Zeb Basar Vizagvina, Vein Chashashashin. There's no shy, there's no, nothing to worry about. Veloy Asru Ela Betfisa Achas. They only asked to eat together when it's one bundle, like when it's all bundled together. So Gemara says, Tfisa Achas Agadayadach. You think that it's all bundled together? That's the first part of the mission. That's obviously not the second part. He says, no, Ela Ke'in Tefisa Achas. The time that they asered is if they know each other, and it's Ke'in Tefisa Achas. It's like it's they're eating together in one bundle.
What does that mean?
Oh, what does that mean? So let's take a look at Tysus. Tysus Ke'in Tefisa Achas. Vim Yesh Dover Mapsik. Loi have ke'ein tfisa achas. If there's something that's a hefsik between the, where they're sitting, right? One guy's eating gvina, and he has a little hefsik there. He has a little partition in the middle of the table. Puts his maybe a box of cereal there. Then and the other guy is on the other side. Then it'll be no problem. That's not considered tfisa achas. Kahid b'sechus avodazar pegur b'shmol gabi avni markulas damer kam tfisa achas kam shtei tfisas. Okay. Vehechi dami shigoi diika goiva beni beni. There's some sort of height between them. You can't just have, let's say, a piece of paper there. It has to have a little bit of height. The hesek between the cheese and the milchiks and the fleishiks, it has to be have a little height. Ulefikach, noyagin achshav, kishazeh oichel basur, zeh gvino, I'm in Taisus, man. Al shulchan echad, manichim lechem, you put bread there, oikankan, or a jug, just grab some sort of keli that you're not using and put it there as a hefsik between the two of you. Or you can just eat on a different tablecloth or a different mat. That is like having two tfisas. Okay? So that's the first pshat in Taisus, and we'll get to that in a second. Let's just finish up though. They asked when it's one bill. It's all one bill. We're eating together and I'm paying for you. If I'm paying for you, then it would be a problem. You're going, okay. Then he says, okay. So therefore, according to the second problem, Tfisa achas is if it's one bill. If you have one bill, you're in trouble. If we're all paying for each other, if let's say, your father, let's say he has to pay for all the food in the house, and you got two kids there, right? So then that's Kain Tfisa. That would be, according to second place the second shot, that would be like one haitzah. And therefore, there would be a problem to have milk exceeding with fleshes. Okay? We'll get to all this. This comes out much more in halacha. So let's go to that. Let's go to the Siv Beis, which is Simen Peches, Siv Beis, third page. Hod Asr La'loise Al Shulchan. Right, Siv Aleph said you're not allowed to have Basar and Cholav on the same table. Zalik Siv Beis. Hod Asr La'loise Al Shulchan. This that it's Asr to have it on the same table. Dafka V'shnei B'nei Adam, which is the next page. Mahamakirin Zezeh. That's only when you have two people who recognize each other. Okay, then it would be a problem to not have them on the same table. Avo. I'm sorry, Afilo He Makpidim Zezeh. Even if they're makpid on each other, they're not so friendly. But they know each other, right? I know Yaakov. Not so friendly with him. So if we see each other, it would be a problem for us to have to eat together on the same table, because as long as we recognize each other, then I'm not going to share the thing from him, even though I don't like him. I don't mind. I'll take a piece of whatever he's eating.
So there's a worry. I might just do it to spite. Might also share.
Right.
There's a exactly worry that's hey, pass the hey,
exactly.
You might make peace and
people make peace over food.
That's yeah, you know, we're all eating together. You know?
The fact that you don't know the other person is enough that they won't get to know each other while they're eating.
Right. So the Yossi continues. Mutter, then it's mutter for them to be to eat on the same table. Va'afilu makirin, even if let's say they know each other. Im asa shum hacker, this is like Tysus' first pshat, right? If they make any sort of hacker, keep going. Shakol ha'pen oichel ha'mapa shalai, each one's eating on his own mat. Ayafilu oichel ha'mapa achas, v'noisim b'nei impasla ha'keiro. Or if they put bread in between as a hacker, mutter. Then it would be considered mutter. Now, I didn't finish off the Gemara. If you want to flip back quickly to the Gemara. The Gemara says, has a shaila. Because really, we didn't talk about anything about being makbid on each other. So where's the Shulchan Aruch getting that from? So I didn't finish off the Gemara. So the Gemara said like this. Amalei b'yemer bar shamala abaye. It's the fourth line. Yeah. Shnei achim. You have two brothers. Well, makbidin zazah. They're in a family fight. Right? They have two brothers in a family fight. Mahu. Can they eat on the same table? Now, usually, you know, as long as they don't go to each other's simchas. But apparently, in those times, the guy would, even though they'd hate each other, they still go to each other's simchas.
Never.
But he wouldn't eat his food. He'd just bring his own food. So what about that? Amalei. So, okay, Amalei. So, he brings rice. I don't want to get involved with the rice. But at the end of the day, he said that it would be a problem. When you have two brothers, so even though they don't like each other, they still can eat on the same table. They're brothers, right? Family's family at the end of the day, and they might end up sharing each other. So now, when you turn back to the Shulchan Aruch, did the Shulchan Aruch talk about brothers?
No.
It talks about two people.
Right.
So it says two people who are makers as that, even if they're makbid. So the Marshal has a real problem with the Shulchan Aruch. The Marshal said, what are you talking about? The Gemara was only talking about Shnei Achim. It's not talking about anybody. Family's family, right? Families have extremely strong bond. No matter how big of a fight you're in, we're still afraid that at any point you can make up, and at any point, you know, you might just share each other's food.
Yes.
So the Marshal has a big issue with this with the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore he's
stumbling. The Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara says Dafka Achin.
Right, and the Shulchan Aruch just said, two people that are makir each other, they know each other.
Where did
you and I know each other, we're in a big fight. So the Shulchan Aruch said that it would be a problem. We can't have them on the same, we can't eat on the same.
It's
Mashma Dafka Achin, because Achin is a problem, because, you know, family's family. That's what the Marshal is chaylik on the Shulchan Aruch, but the Shach and the Taz, they both are not masking with the Marshal, and they say the Shulchan Aruch is correct here, even though the Gemara said brothers, it's really, you can apply the same thing to anybody. Anybody that knows each other, even if they're in a fight with each other, they you have a problem, they cannot eat on the same Shulchan.
The Gemara is lam tak.
Yeah, the Gemara is lam tak. Okay, so then the Gemara said, the Tysus and the Shulchan Aruch passed, that as long as you have a hecker, right, then you're okay. As long as you have a hacker. So at the end of that, what were the two examples that the Shulchan Aruch gave? He gave an example of eating on a separate mat, and he gave an example of
putting bread in between.
Zok the Ramah. Take a look at this Ramah. Very important. Oh, wait, before we continue, I just want to also point out that the Shach and the Taz also both bring down the second pshat in Tosfos, that if you have one bill, if all the food's going on one bill, it would always be a problem, even if you know each other, right? Even if you know each other, even if you don't know each other, it would still be a problem. He says that we don't go with that second. The Shach and the Taz both don't go with that second pshat in Tosfos. So I just wanted to speak out that second pshat. We do not go with that. If it's all one bill, then there's a problem. No. If you don't know each other, then it's going to be okay. Okay? Fine. So the Zok the Ramah. What's the difference? So the Ramah said that, the Shulchan Aruch said that if you put pas in between, Zok the Ramah, Dafka Shein Oichle Min HaPas. It has to be that you're not eating from that bread. Right? The bread has to be put there for a hecker. So Dafka Shein Oichle Min HaPas, I'm going to put it in a hecker. You're putting it there for a hecker, you can't eat from it. Avon Oichle Min HaPas, I'm a hecker.
Right.
Because the pas is always going to be on the side. Let's say you put a keli, you put a pitcher of water to drink from. So you put a pitcher of water on your... Now, normally, you don't put a pitcher of water on the table. Usually, if you want to drink, you go to the sink and you'll fill up your water and fill up your cup and you'll drink. Here, because he knows that this other guy is eating milchiks and he wants to eat fleishiks, he brings a pitcher of water to the table. Now, they're both using the pitcher of water. Is that going to be a good enough hacker? Dr. Ma, that's a good enough hacker. You know why? Because you never had this pitcher of water there. So there, since you have this pitcher, since it's not the derech for you to eat this pitcher of water, even though you're using it, it would be considered a good hacker.
So why would he say he brings a loaf of bread? Maybe that is a good enough hack. Maybe they didn't always have, or maybe his is. They didn't have a loaf of bread.
Right. So bread, I know we're always much more nervous with bread because bread is alech mechadim. So therefore, people aren't going to look at it as much of a hacker, even if.
It's only according to the people in the area saying. In Chicago, they put.
No, but it goes by each person. What your derech is on your table.
So if there's.
You and your wife never have a loaf of bread on the table, right?
That's a good hacker for...
But according to Ramah, if you're going to eat from that loaf of bread, then even though you never have the loaf of bread on the table, it still would not classify as a hacker. You hear? The only time that the Ramah gives you this hetter that you can use the hacker as part of your suda is if you never have this pitcher of water on the table. But for, let's say, bread. Let's say you cut yourself some slices and you leave the... That's not considered a good hacker, even if it's not the derech for you to leave the whole loaf of bread on the table or the whole challah on the table. It's not considered a good hacker.
Would this then be, as I'm not sure if that's what you just asked, would these then be the same thing for the den hacker by Nido?
Yeah, so actually, yeah, a lot of this is the same. Yeah.
I'm saying the same.
The same thing also with the pitcher, which is a great hacker because... You don't have to, put an Ajax on the table and everyone will realize what's going on. So you can have something that if you never use a pitcher of water, let's say, there's a big shot, let's say you have one pitcher of water, and then you use a much fancier one. Is that considered enough of a hacker? Okay, that's a shot already. But if let's say you don't usually use a pitcher of water, then you can do that. Or anything. Let's say you don't have a napkin holder. You never put the napkin holder on the table, let's say.
Right.
You can put the napkin holder on the table and then it's a good enough hacker. So you just change. It doesn't have to be like a whole, like a whole like tissue box. All of a sudden, like what's? So that's his kula here. Avon nasta benei and klisha saisi menu again. I'm in the Rama. B'la v'alchi in dark elias al shulchan. Havi hacker afal pisha saisi min akeli. The kol shekain. It says a kol shekain in nasta shal menayra yishar dvarim tal shulchan the havi hacker. For sure, if you put something that doesn't, like, you never have a menorah there, you never have your light there, or something else, like, you put a pliers there, like, that's obviously going to work as a hacker. Now, the Shach brings down the Bach, who's chaylik on this Ramah that we said. Right? We said that this Ramah said that if you're drinking from the pitcher of water, it's still a good enough hacker because you never have a pitcher of water in the middle of your table. Like the Shach brings the Bach, and the Bach's chayim says, no, if you're using that thing, that you can't call it a hacker. A hacker has to be something that's just specifically for a hacker.
Purposes.
You cannot be using it as part of your suda. But the Mice, at the end of the day, if you look, the last three words, last four words of the Shach, the Divri Abbas Yosef, the Harav Iker. No, the Ramaz, he said, even though he brings the Bach, he says, don't think that we're going to pass like this Bach, I just want to let you know about it. But we don't go with that Beis Yosef. We don't go with the Bach, we go with the Beis Yosef and the Rambam. Now here's an interesting shaila. Let's say you have a very long table. Okay? So you want to sit at one end of the table, and the guy eating milchik, you're going to eat fleishiks, but I'm always eating fleishiks. You want the person being milchiks at the other end of the table. Can you do that without any hacker?
Is there an amount of space that constitutes.
Right, if I can't reach, you're all the way down there. You're having your milk and everything over down there, but I'm over here,
right.
and I can't reach. But maybe we're afraid. Maybe I'll get up. Maybe I'll walk over there. What would you say about that, Shiloh? So the Pisley Chuba brings the Shiloh. If you look at Sefkat and Gimel, underlined, he says that the Bach brings the Shem of the Marshal. The Biyosh from Rechaikim, Zemi Zeh, Bechadeshein Yachol Ha'echad Lifshay Yodav Elechol Mimash Eichol Chaveirai, Shari L'divrei Hakol B'lai Hakeira. Everyone agrees in this case that you can use it. Okay, now, the next part of the Ramah, I have the Simpik answer. The Ramah says, V'yizahirim Shloi Lishtois Mikli Echad. I'm on the next
continuation.
Continue with the Ramah. You have to be careful. Shloi lishtois mikli achad You should not both drink from the same cup. This is be careful with, let's say, you know, if you and your wife are not machmed to have separate cups, you're machmed on germs. So, and you're eating different things, so if you have one cup, you have to be careful not to eat that cup. This is also, again, let's say, you know, if you're kids, so you're, you know, you'll come home, and you're fleishik, and your kids were eating macaroni and cheese for milk, and they were drinking out of their cups, and they left a whole thing of orange juice right in their cups, and you don't want to throw it out, and you're thirsty. So you want to drink from that orange juice, but you're fleishik. It's like, well, you shouldn't drink from it, because mishum shahamaychal midbach the kli, because we know that it's going to get stuck in that keli on the top, and...
What's going to get stuck in milk that they were eating?
Right, yeah, whatever they're eating. Some residual milk will be left on that keli, and then they should not eat. For sure you should not eat from the same bread, same piece of bread. And he says, the last thing, v'chein noyagim liyachad kli shal melach l'chol echa b'fnei atmoi, you should also have separate salt, because if we're afraid, one person's going to dip in the salt, he's going to leave his, you know, his milchiks there, and then you're going to go dip in the salt for fleishiks. Now, so what about using the same salt shaker? I know people are makbet to have different salt shakers. Can you use the same salt shaker for milchiks and fleishiks? According to the chayyah, like this from you should be able to. What's the problem? The Rama is saying that the reason why you can't is because you're afraid you're going to dip into the salt.
Not dipping the salt shaker, not dipping in.
Exactly. So I have people that are makbid. Now, people are makbid for, there are people are makbid for a different reason.
The steam of the...
That's a different reason. No, exactly. Well, maybe we'll get to that. Mm-hmm. We'll discuss why that's not a problem either. Mm-hmm. But people are makbid, it's fine. People can be makbid, it's fine. But at least just let's say when you have cold food, or if it's not that hot, and you want to use the same salt shaker... For milchiks and fleishiks, no problem. This Rama is not telling you that you can't use the salt shaker for that. Okay. Okay. Let's start with this. Let's start with this next thing, which is very gishmak. Also, people get very involved with this. This is the next gemara is a gemara in Daf Kuf Hei. The gemara in Daf Kuf Hei. Do you have did I cut off the daf?
Yeah. Perfect.
Okay. So we're going to start from. We're going to move on. This is we finished Simen Peches, so we're all ready for Smicha and Simen Peches. Okay, Simen Peches now. So the Gemara here, Boy Mine Rav Asim Rav Yechla. It's about a third of the way down. Boy is the second word on the line. You got it?
Yeah.
What's the first word on the line?
V'yarka. It's a... Okay, Boy Mine Rav Asim Rav Yechla. Kama Yisha Bein Basar Lagvina. How much time do you have to wait between eating fleishiks and milchiks? Right? The million-dollar question. This is what everybody wants to know. Amalei V'loi Klum. You don't have to wait at all. Eini, is that true? V'ham Rav Chizda Achal Basar Asar Lachal Gvina. Gvina Mutal Lachal Basar. Oh, no, so you're right. I messed up the question. Kama Yisha Bein Gvina L'Basar. How much do I have to wait between milchiks and fleishiks? Amalei V'loi Klum. They say you don't have to wait anything. We'll talk about that in a second. Let's go back to Gufa. Amar of Chizda. Achal basar asar lechol gvina. Gvina mutal lechol basar. Right, he just brings down the same gemara that we just said. Amar of Achabar Yosef of Chizda. Basar shebein ashinayim mahu. Let's say you have meat that's stuck in your teeth. So kari alei, so mahu, what's that left with that type of meat? Is that considered meat? Kari alei, basar aydena mitchinayim. You see that the pasuk talks refers to it as meat between your teeth, so that you see that it has a din of meat. Amar Marukva, and this is the point. Amar Marukva, Ano Laha Milsa, and this is where the whole this whole halacha comes from. These few lines. Ano Laha Milsa Chala Bar Chamra Legabi Abba. For this thing, meaning for this thing of waiting between fleishiks and milchiks, I am like vinegar, the son of wine. For again, my father. My father was wine. I'm vinegar. Why? Diilu Abba ki hava achol bisra ha'idna lo hava achol gvina ad lamacher ad hashda. He would not eat milchiks till 24 hours later. Okay, if anybody wants to be machmer like that, you have a smach. V'ilu ana. What about me? V'hasu udasa hu d'lo yachilna. I don't eat Basar and Chalf together in this Suda, The next suda I'll eat it. So this suda I'll eat fleishiks. The next suda I'll eat milchiks. Okay? So how much time is that? This is the $1 million question. He says, between, and by the way, Rav Abba here is saying that my father was a big machmer. I just go make radin. I just go what I have to do min adin. Right? So he didn't want to be machmer. A lot of people didn't want like to be machmer. He didn't want to be machmer Rav Abba. So, you know, he says, my father, he was able to be machmer. Me, I'm like a regular person. I can't be machmer so much. So he would wait from one suda to the next suda. So how much?
He doesn't say the number of hours.
Exactly. How much time is from one suda to the next suda?
Well, back then, they'd have breakfast and they'd have supper at the end of the day. Right. They wouldn't have lunch.
Oh. So, the Mepharshim here speak out that the way that a lot of Rishonim learn is that from one suda to the next suda is that like this. Like you said, the people would eat two meals a day. Now, the Gemara also says that Talmid HaChachamim, who was Rav Abba, he would eat, that Talmid HaChachamim would eat up to basically between 11 and 12 on a regular day. From between 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. was their first meal, right? By the time they would finish with their learning before Shacharis, learning after Shacharis, getting home, they wouldn't start eating until maybe 11, 12, and then they'd finish, this is like Rav Yehuda Mahal, you know? He wouldn't start eating until like 11, 12, and then they would learn until 6. So therefore they say that, you see, it's from 12, this is the latest time that people would be Talmid HaChachamim finishing eating breakfast, and then supper would be at 6. So that's what Rav was talking about. He's talking, that's where 6 hours comes from. From 12 is the last time, till 6. Look at Taisus, very small Taisus, L'sudasa achrita, achilna. Lav the sudasa shirigil and lasois achas shachas v'achas arvus. Yeah, it's not dafka like those we shine and learn that it's between morning suda and night suda. El afilu la'alter. Even right away, im sila kashulchan, you clean up the table, ubireich, you make a breakfast on mazin, mutter. The light plug rabbanon. The rabbanon not going to make a plug. It's between suda and suda. You finish your suda, you can go ahead right away and eat the next suda. Let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch now.
Where do we get this idea that the meat gets cut in your teeth and you gotta wait till it?
Well, we didn't discuss that yet. The Gemara was just talking before that meat has a din of meat in your teeth. That's all we know right now. That meat is considered still meat, even though it's stuck in your teeth. It's not just meat that it's.
Then you wouldn't be able to have a meal immediately after your other meat.
If the meat is stuck in your teeth, yeah, we'll get to that. Yeah, we'll get to that. So zok the Shulchan Aruch, okay? Pay test if out. Ochal baser afilu shel chayev va'oif. Again, even the rabbanon dekamit chayev va'oif lo yoichal gvina acharon. You're not allowed to eat milchiks afterwards. Ad sheyisher sheish shoyz. You got it?
No, which one?
I'm on the Siman Pei Tes. It might be the last page. Is it the second to last
page?
Pei Tes. Yeah,
Pei Tes. One page back.
Sifal. Oh, yeah? Sorry, I'm making you guys...
Oh, okay.
Ocha basar, yeah. Ocha basar, afilu shel chayev va'oif, yechol gvina acharon. You got it?
Are we going backwards?
Yeah, yeah. One page back.
Oh, yeah, because I had to get on page test on that page. Okay, so ocha basar, afilu shel chayev va'oif, yechol gvina acharon. Ad sheyisha sheishoyz. You got to wait 6 hours. Vafilu imshia kashir. Even if, let's say, you waited 6 hours, im yesh baser bein hashinayim, tzarech lahasira, you got to remove the baser. The haloyas latinik, let's say you just want to chew it up to break it down for a baby or a kid, tzarech lahamtin, you also have to wait the required time. Now, the shach and the taz, where does the 6 hours come from? Why do you have to wait? Why are we waiting for 6 hours between? So there's two pshatim. There's two reasons. If you look, the shorter one is in the Taz. Take a look at the Taz. Yesh v'zeh beis timing. There's two reasons why we wait. Ha'alav shehabaser moitzi shuman u'moishach tam. Adzman arach. Meat keeps giving off tam even after you digest it. So you still have the tam of baser in your mouth, and that's why we want to make you wait 6 hours. L'fizeh, according to this reasoning, if you didn't eat it, meaning the only time it's maishach tam is if you actually swallowed it. But if you just chewed it up, and then gave it to your kid, and it's out of Lahampton. You would not have to wait, just according to this reason.
We're not talking in the mouth, we're talking in the stomach.
We're talking about once you swallow it. Yeah, it's Moshach Tam.
But
well, just in your mouth. Right, just here. In your mouth, it wouldn't be Moshach Tam, according to this.
Meat night takes me the whole day.
Spit it out.
So according to this reason, Tam Beis Hu, what's the second reason? The Tam Rambam, Mishum Basar Shabin Ashinayim. The Mikri Basar Ad Sheish Shais, it's called Basar until 6 hours. But Afrika Chavik Tim Ochel, afterwards it's like already broken down enough and it's not considered. Well, Fizek, Amalais Chayvel Hanel. So if you chew it up for a kid, then of course we have to be nervous that maybe some meat is stuck into your teeth. V'rakshi Yish Kul Basar Shabin Ashinayim Shach Abba Shais. But Lamaisa would be a kula that after 6 hours it's not considered buster anymore. Okay? So either way, the kaimalan, lahachmir kishne time. So what should we do? So the Taz and the Shach both say that we have to be machmir like both. Both like the Rambam and both like the first pshat that he brought. That is Moshach time. Okay, so let's continue with the Ramah. So according to the Machaber, you have to wait 6 hours. Dr. Ramon, Hagot. V'imotza achakach basar shemein ha-shinayin u'mei siroi. Let's say after this time you find the meat in your teeth and you remove it. Tzarach la-hadiach piv kodim she'ech l'gmini. You've got to rinse out your mouth before you eat milchitz. V'yeshayimrin. Here's the Ramon. De'ein tzrichin l'hamtim she'eshoyis. You don't have to wait 6 hours. Rak miyad im silek ubirech berkas hamazon. This is Taisa Shita. Mutter aide kinoach ha'adacha. It's mutter as long as you eat something in between and you rinse your mouth out. Okay? Now flip to the last page, I think, which is the last page of the second to last page. So now the Ramah brought another Shita that's you don't have to wait at all. Just bench. Dr. Ramah, continuing. Vaminik pashut. Ha pashut in this edel. Lahamten ach achilas baser. Shah achas. The minig is to wait just 1 hour. Then you can go ahead and eat cheese. You have to bench. You always have to bench. You can't wait 6 hours and not bench, even though it'll be a problem anyway. But let's say you want to wait just 1 hour, you got to bench. Benching is a.
What if you didn't have bread?
No, you have to whatever the bench. No, whatever the benching is. If you bring a brush, you have to make a bracha.
To separate.
The laws have a kisuda acheres. The mutter lachol divrei hamakilim. Ava b'loy because hamazon loy mahani hamtah shaw. It's not going to help waiting an hour. Vein chilak in hintam shach kodim because hamazon. Shaz, let's say, do you have to wait? When do you start counting? Do you start counting after because hamazon, or do you start counting as soon as you finish your last bite of meat or chalak? The answer is, you wait. You don't have to bench. You just wait from after you finished eating. You gotta remove it. Now, there's another shita that holds that you should not bench in order to eat milchix afterwards. And this is only going according to the shita, obviously, of unless you have a 6 hour suda, of a 1 hour suda, that you don't, you, some say that you should not bench in order to eat gvina. Aval ein is harvest. It's okay. You can go ahead and bench, even with the mind to eat both things afterwards. Now look at this last part of the Ramah, which is the most important part of the Ramah. Because until now, it seems that the Ramah is being very makel. Mm-hmm. He's saying you can go ahead and eat right away. That's one shita. Then he says the minig is only wait an hour. So
he's throwing in a lot of v'yesh.
He said if you bench, you can eat immediately.
Well, that's only if you waited. You have to wait. No, the first shita was that if you bench, you do kinuach hanadacha, yeah, and then you're good.
You don't have to wait anyway.
Right. Then he said the minig is to wait an hour. Mm-hmm. And then he said, well, you have to bench. Ramanoshach, you have to bench. Then he says, some people said that you should not bench on amanas to eat gvina. And then he says, v'yesh medaktikin. Lehamtin sheish shoyis achachilis basa l'gvina.
Rechein nachin
lasais. So some people are very careful to wait 6 hours. And that's, he says, V'chei nachin las. Let's take a quick look at the Shach. Sivkot and Ches. He brings the Marshal that says, as I have on the line, V'chein ro'i lasis l'chol mi sheyesh by re'ach Torah. Anybody that has a little re'ach, a little smell of Torah, should be waiting 6 hours.
Is there a common expression in the Shach?
I have not seen that anywhere else.
That's the Marshal.
Yeah, the Marshal. The Marshal.
The Marshal. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but I have not seen that often. Look at the Taz. The Taz says that right before where you underline.
Yeah, sure.
He says that basically he's talking about, do you have to be maifa? If the minhag ha'olam is not to wait 6 hours, so he says that the vadi, you should not be maifa for people that are not b'nei Torah. Avol b'nei Torah, I know it's a little cut off, I'm sorry. Roy limchais v'ligar b'hem shalo yakilu pachas mishay shayis. You should be maifa to b'nei Torah that don't wait 6 hours. And you should tell them, you gotta wait 6 hours. And then at the end, he says, if somebody has the minig, somebody has a minig to be made to wait only an hour, then you could follow your minig. The Piskei Tshuva also brings down that he doesn't go as hard and strong. Where is that? Yeah, he brings the Bukhar Shar that says in Sikhan Beis that, you don't have to be maifa to the people people that are being maiko that only wait an hour or 3 hours, whatever, not waiting 6 hours. You don't have to go over and be maifa But he says, if you don't have a minig, a b'nei Torah, your b'nei Torah, should wait 6 hours. Just a quick part on the parsha. The pasuk says,
for some reason, I always just did 5.5. Is that
so? 5.5 is because, like this, the Rambam and some others say you should wait k'may sheishayis. You should wait approximately 6 hours. So some people say, what does that mean? That means one sheet to hold, now that's anywhere into the 6 hour. Right. As soon as you finish 5 hours, so 6 hours and 1 minute, you can go. Five hours and 1 minute, you can go ahead and eat. And some people say, no, you should wait rive in the 6th hour. So that's relatively being Saimachan, I think Rav Aaron was Saimachan that, and because it's a Rambam. Well, Maya said, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, if you look at the Ramah, there's no makam for waiting, for B'nai Tayyar that don't have the minig to wait less, to wait longer than 6 hours. To wait shorter than 6 hours.
It sounds like Rav Aaron is going, not strictly according to the Ramah. Ramah says explicitly
right.
6 hours.
Yeah. There's some Chan the Rambam and some other shittas that don't say exactly 6 hours. They say that it's K'moy Sheishayis.
Yeah.
Okay, so then just a quick word on the parashas by Yikra. The Pasuk says, when we're talking about bringing a Chatas Behema and a Chatas Ha'oif, there's a difference between bringing a Chatas Behema. Who brings a Chatas Behema? Somebody who's more wealthy. Mm-hmm. Who brings a chatas ha'ayv? Someone who's, poorer. So when it's talking about where you should put the blood, the chatas behema is put l'mayla, put above, and the chatas ha'ayv is put l'mata. It's put lower down when you sprinkle the blood. So Moshe keys on, what's the difference? How come they're brought for the same thing? Just one's poorer, one's richer. Why would be a difference where you put the blood? So he says the reason is because a person that brings a chatas behema is usually someone who's more rich, more wealthy. So someone who's more wealthy says, why is he bringing a chatas? Usually the reason why someone more wealthy brings a chatas is because he forgot about the Rishonim. From all the bracha that Hashem gave him, he started thinking that it's all himself, which ended up leading him to be chayte. So he says that's why he has to go and sprinkle it above to show that where's your wealth come from? It comes from Shemaim. You gotta always remember about the Rebbeinu Shem. He says, why does an ani chayte? He says an ani chayte is because he feels that Hashem's not giving him everything that he needs, right? He feels he's not giving me enough, and he gets upset. So he says, so it's not going to help for him to look up. He's saying, give me more. What do you mean you're not giving me enough? So he says, no, you have to look down to show that. At least you're alive, buddy. You're alive. Look, if you're looking down, you see that,
You're not underground.
You're above. Look, you're not putting it on the ground. We're putting it above. So you should still be thankful for everything that you have. And that will save you from being chayte again. All right.